Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 24th of March 2017, and this is the 552nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm on Knocklofty. Well, I'm not quite up there yet. I've just come past Pram Bend, and I'm just on the next little slope to the lower loop. I don't think I'll be going up to the top today. I think probably I don't have quite enough time, and in fact I'm on my way to the shop, and I just thought it would be a really nice way to walk there, to just come up into the bush for a little bit before I go down the other side. It was really exquisite this morning, and I wanted to go up, but I'd put my washing on very early so that I could hang it out, and so some of it would be dry for tomorrow. So I knew I had to go back home from the quiz first, which is always a bit dodgy. If I start sitting down or thinking about breakfast, it becomes harder to come out again. But what made it harder today was that when I got home, I realised I hadn't turned the washing machine on properly. So I had to turn it on again, and I wanted to be there when it finished. So the morning sort of disappeared from me a bit as far as walking went. But I did think I really had to come out. This morning, the light was beautiful, a sort of golden light at an angle, and deep shadows, and a really big Jerry. So this big fog that comes down the Derwent and into the estuary. And we don't get it up here. We do occasionally get it up here, but what usually happens is that it's extraordinarily clear up here, and we just look down on this wonderful fog thing. It's a real entity in itself. It's so nice. I keep saying this. It's so lovely that it's autumn at last. Although Monday, even in Tasmania, Monday is going to be 27 again, so we haven't quite said goodbye to summer. Anyway, I thought I'd have this autumnal walk. It is not quite as cool now. The sun is pretty hot, and I'm wearing a really very, very hideous hat because I decided the one I usually wear needed washing. And this one I bought when I was attending the birth of my grandson, and we had to go and get some emergency shopping, so I walked into the city from the hospital, and it was very hot, and I didn't have a sun hat, so I had to kind of buy the cheapest and first thing that I could find to protect myself. Anyway, I'm very glad that I still have it as a spare, and I'm also glad that I'm not really very in public at the moment. A dragonfly just flying across. It's lunchtime at the moment. I imagine that must be why it's as quiet as it is. Just a few birds and me. When I get home, I'm going to have a short nap before getting really serious with my task list. I know that once I've got into my task list, I will be able to keep going until it's done, but just now. Just now I'm needing to catch up on sleep that I haven't had since these rehearsals started. I should never, ever say that there's nobody about. As I was saying that, I suddenly realised there was a woman who was very, very quietly trying to photograph something. And I mean, I know how irritating it is when people are on the phone in quiet places, so I decided I'd better stop and walk on until I was out of her earshot. And as I was going, a man came towards me with a dog, and then another man overtook me running. So it's not quite as empty as it first seemed. Still, it's a beautiful. It's so calm. I think that's one of the reasons I feel as if it's empty. There's no wind, and a lot of the time in Tasmania there is wind of one kind or another. And I just went past the turnoff where I would go up onto the higher loop. And so there was a sign saying that it was closed off for burning. So I couldn't have gone up there anyway. The notice is very vague. It says that the burn off is going to happen in autumn and the track is closed. So I hope that doesn't mean that it's going to be closed for the next 3 months. Because autumn is the very, very best time to go walking up there. So we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see how that transpires. I might come up. I will come up after I've been to Sydney and just go a bit closer and see whether they've really started to burn off or whether one can still get through. I know it's not a safe thing to do once they've started burning, but it seems really silly to have everything closed off when nothing's happening. I'm also think it was probably quite a good decision not to go up there, because I realise I'm in a slight fool's paradise. I suspect that I won't be needed for the rehearsals tonight, but it's not definite yet. We're waiting on two people to come in on flights late this afternoon. And I guess, you know, if anything delays those flights, then I'm likely to be called in again. So really, I need to be ready before six, not before bedtime. A little stroll right up to the top may have pushed it beyond comfort anyway. I know I don't actually need very much. I can just throw a couple of things into a bag, but I would certainly not want to leave my house in the state it's in. I'm just going to pause for a moment if I can. Yes.